Check it, check it. Good afternoon and welcome to the Social Sciences and Health, Health Disparities with Health Disparities in Migrant and Immigrant Populations. There will be four presenters in this panel. So let's go ahead and do presentations first, and then we can leave questions for the end. If we could leave questions for the end, that would be excellent, and then we can have a discussion afterwards. And so today I'll be presenting on an evaluation of risk factors and community intervention, and a community intervention to increase control and treatment of asthma in a low-income, semi-rural California population community. Steps to a Healthier U.S. Initiative. The Steps to a Healthier U.S. initiative is a CDC-funded program targeting diabetes, obesity, and asthma through health promotion and disease prevention. So the 40 communities are pictured here. And one of them is Salinas, California, which is a semi-rural agricultural community of about 150,000 in Monterey County, California, up on the coast, up close to the coast, a few hundred miles north of here. And you can see that the percentage of Hispanic and foreign-born, as well as English not spoken at home, is far higher than the US average. It's far higher than the US average. And so our target population is the semi-rural. Hello, and welcome to the Social Sciences and Health Disparities in Migrant and Immigrant Populations. There will be four presenters on our panel today, and I'll go ahead and what I'd like to do is so we'll go ahead and start. Today I will be, my name is Rainbow Vogt, and I will be presenting on an evaluation of risk factors and a community intervention to increase control and treatment of asthma in a semi-rural California community. And I have no financial interests whatsoever related to this project, related to this. I have no personal financial relationships with this presentation or to disclose in general. So the Steps to a Healthier US initiative is a CDC-funded project targeting diabetes, obesity, and asthma through health promotion and disease prevention. It takes place in 40 communities pictured here across the US, including Salinas, California, which is pretty small, 150,000, a semi-rural agricultural community in Monterey, California, which is a few hundred miles north of here. And you can see here the Hispanic percentage in Salinas, the foreign-born, as well as the English not spoken home percentages are far higher than the US population, as much as 3 to 5 times higher. The target population, and the target population is similar. It's the semi-rural community of Mexican Americans who experience limited resource access, especially in terms of health care and education. So asthma, so on the topic of asthma, and so this, we focused on asthma. So while the Steps for a Healthier US initiative focuses on asthma, diabetes, and obesity, we were looking at asthma specifically for this evaluation. Hello. Asthma is a problem for at least 30 million Americans, with women and children disproportionately affected, with over the about double the rate compared to men. So you can see here at 9% compared to 4% for men. Minority and low-income families also disproportionately affected. Are also disproportionately affected, and like all other chronic diseases, the physical environment affects a lot of determines the exposure to many of the risk factors for this disease. So it follows that there is a documented link between poor asthma control and quality of life, and poorer quality of life. And the most relevant study on this topic was conducted in 2005 of 644 low-income Latino households in Salinas. And when these households were compared with representative national data from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, it was found that Salinas households were more likely to have rodents, peeling paint, links under sinks, higher residential densities, and all of these factors are associated with asthma. And then there's the topic of obesity and asthma, which there has been a lot of discussion about lately. Obesity, which is also a disease highly related to the built environment. And then the most relevant study on this topic is one of Mexican Americans in Los Angeles. There were just over 6,000. And the researchers in this study found, r and the researchers found that there was a 50% prevalence of obesity, and that obesity was significantly associated with asthma, along with hypertension, heart failure, arthritis, and arthritis, among other chronic diseases. So that's a topic we were keeping our eye on in the study. So study objectives were to the objectives of this study were to identify asthma risk factors and to evaluate a community-based intervention that aims to increase control and treatment of asthma. The study, and as so for this study, we used data from a cross-sectional health study developed by the CDC to monitor prevalence and risk of risk factors. Prevalence of risk factors and monitor healthcare access. This is also called the BRFSS. And for the evaluation, a semi-structured, and for the evaluation, semi-structured interviews were conducted with key informants involved with clinical, school, and community components. And here are some of the images used in the social marketing aspect of the intervention. To identify risk factors associated with current asthma, we ran separate forward stepwise logistic regression models for adults and parents of children with asthma. Using these demographic, healthcare, access, and lifestyle variables, and specifically have a look at, and I'll go back to the And in this presentation, we'll talk about and I'll refer back to a couple of these healthcare access variables, specifically having health insurance coverage, having a personal doc or having visited a doctor in the past 12 months, and could not afford prescription in the past 12 months. Could not afford, specifically having health insurance coverage, and could not afford a doctor in the past 12 months, and could not afford prescription medication in the past 12 months. So to identify risk factors, so we found that 4,925 adults were included. So 4,925 adults were included in this analysis, 51% of which were Mexican American, and 32% of whom lacked a high school diploma. The asthma prevalences were proportional to the national rates, with 227 women with asthma, 84 men with asthma, and 194 parents of children with asthma, for prevalences of 7.7, 4.3, and 7% respectively. In terms of severity, of those who reported having current asthma, 19% of women and 25% of men had asthma symptoms once or more a day in the past 30 days. One measurement of asthma severity was days unable to attend work or school because of asthma in the past 12 months. And you can see here that nearly a quarter of men, of women and children miss 1 to 6 days, compared to 18% of men. And regarding asthma management, only 23% of women and 18% of men had ever taken a course to manage asthma. However, we also found that almost twice as many of the parents of children with asthma had taken course, but a much higher percentage, almost twice compared to the men, of the parents of children with asthma had taken a course to manage the asthma in their children. We found that children whose parents were unable to afford prescription medications were significantly more likely to have asthma than those whose parents could afford medication. And the two other significant predictors of asthma in children were English language spoken at home and having health insurance. Over 20% of women and men associated among risk factors faced by this group, among over 20% of women and men with asthma were current smokers, were exposed to and or exposed to passive smoking. More than 50% reported less than the recommended amount of physical activity, and approximately 40% were obese or morbidly obese. And we'll go back to that topic in a minute. To meet our objectives to identify risk factors, to meet our objectives in identifying risk factors for this group, two strong modifiable risk factors associated with current asthma were could not afford prescription medications in the past 12 months and morbid obesity. And here is a breakdown of overweight among non-asthmatics compared to asthmatics. First, we have on your left asthmatic women, then asthmatic men, and finally compared to non-asthmatics. And in the bottom, there's normal weight, up to overweight, then to obese, and then to morbidly obese. And you will see that the overweight is much lower in asthmatic women. However, the morbidly obese is at a much higher percentage. And while, and in the asthmatic men, you'll see that over 40% are overweight and can be considered in the pipeline to be obese in the future and to have overweight children. And in terms of use of preventive medication, among adults who reported one or more episodes in the last 30 days, 28% of women and 30% of men, which was 28% had not used preventive medication, and closer to half of both women and men had not used an asthma inhaler. And here is the prevalence of asthma among, and so to give you an idea of this breakdown, here's the prevalence of asthma among those who are able to afford versus not able to afford medication, with over double the percentage of asthma in with almost double the rate of asthma among those unable to afford. And generally speaking, so we thought it was a pretty safe possibility. So it appears that there's a pretty strong possibility that an inability to afford prescription medications may contribute to the poor control of asthma and the high number of missed days of work and school found among respondents with current asthma. And then here, and then this slide shows a few of the healthcare variables, as I had mentioned. The first on the left is not having healthcare coverage. The next is not being able to afford a doctor in the last 12 months. And finally on the right is not being able to afford prescription medication in the last year. And the non-asthmatics are in yellow, and the women are in red, the men are in green, and so you'll see that women asthmatics are less likely compared to the other groups to be able to afford the doctor and afford the medicine, even if they have healthcare coverage. So some of the limitations in this study are, one, that there are no measures of the home environment in the BRFSS, in this survey we used. So Which is a problem considering the study that I mentioned and the high rates of toxic home exposure in this area. And this is also anecdotally, this area is known to be an a heavily industrialized agricultural area that really depends upon migrant labor and is at the same time is known for having poor housing conditions for those migrant workers. The data are also based on self-reports, which is a problem for measures like BMI, which are notoriously biased in self-reports. And there are no psychosocial factors such as depression, which may also be related to asthma. There's no, we didn't ask about, the survey doesn't ask about specific prescription medications, so they said they couldn't afford them, but that might be different kinds of medications. And this data may, these findings may not be generalizable, be applicable to other medically underserved populations. Even within our study, when we were conducting the evaluation of the community intervention, there was one clinic that was able to provide free service and free medications for patients regardless of their citizenship status. And so even within this community, it probably varied. Population varies and the needs vary. But it's pretty clear that there's an unaffordability of healthcare and prescription medication that is addressed by some clinics and not others, in which they might be reluctant to prescribe medications in the first place, knowing that they can't afford them. In terms of recommendations, we recommend that public health interventions be designed to address multiple but related asthma risk factors. Definitely access to healthcare, preferably free healthcare, which access really means free healthcare for people regardless of citizenship status. Obesity prevention is obviously a huge one, and a related chronic disease. Dietary intervention, something that could use more attention. Dietary intervention is something that could use more attention. Again, anecdotally, there was data from the clinics. When the clinic shared with us their intervention strategies, one of the clinics said that the majority, when they were educating people about the risk factors and in the home, for example, they found that many times the most common asthma triggers were in fact foods, so such as chicken, corn, dairy, wheat. Wheat, corn, dairy, and chicken. So that's something that would be of use to focus on in the future. And housing conditions, we've talked about, as well as any additional stressors that may be related, such as pesticides, pesticide pollution in this environment. So I'd like to thank the Public Health Institute, Stanford Prevention Research Center, the Monterey County Health Department, and the CDC.